All India Radio presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Valsa Williams. The headlines. Chief Election Commissioner along with his deputies to begin three-day visit to Karnataka today to review assembly poll preparedness. Defence Minister Nirmala Sitharaman discusses defence cooperation with her Russian counterpart General Sergei Shoigu with a focus on military technical cooperation. External Affairs Minister Sushma Swaraj leaves for Azerbaijan today to participate in ministerial meeting of non-aligned movement. United States announces 25% tariffs on about 1,300 Chinese products. And 2018 Commonwealth Games to open with a glittering ceremony at Gold Coast in Australia this evening. Chief Election Commissioner Om Prakash Rawat along with Election Commissioner Sunil Arora and Ashok Lavasa will visit Karnataka today to hold meetings on poll preparedness for assembly election in the state. The Election Commission will conduct meetings for 3 days with the Chief Secretary, Director General of Police, Chief Electoral Officer of the state and other officers to review election arrangements. The Commission is scheduled to hold meetings with leaders of various political parties and brief the media on Friday. Meanwhile, the Model Code of Conduct enforcement has been strengthened in the state, with the Income Tax Department in Karnataka and Goa region setting up a round-the-clock control room. The department has requested people to contact toll-free number 1-800-425-5215 and mobile number 8277-413-614 for conveying reliable information on unaccounted funds being used to subvert the mandate. In poll-bound Karnataka, BJP President Amit Shah held OBC convention at Kaginele in Haveri district and also interacted with seers at Badami in Bagalkot district under the banner of Karnadu Yatre yesterday. During the OBC convention, Mr. Shah alleged that Chief Minister Siddaramaiah had prevented the people of the state, particularly the backward classes, from getting the benefits of the 116 schemes launched by the NDA government. Congress National President Rahul Gandhi addressed a public meeting in Shimoga yesterday on the fifth leg of his tour of the poll-bound Karnataka. He attacked central government for the alleged dilution of the SCST Prevention of Atrocities Act. He also attacked Prime Minister Narendra Modi on the CBSE question papers leak and on the leak of assembly election date for Karnataka, accusing him of maintaining silence on all these issues. Our correspondent has filed this report.
Janata Dal Secular suffered a setback as its MLA Mallikarjun Khuba from Baswa Kalyan Assembly constituency in Bidar district tendered his resignation to MLA post and announced that he will contest in the election on BJP ticket. However, there is strong opposition to Khuba joining BJP from the party cadres. A few or Morcha workers of BJP held protests against the move in Baswa Kalyana yesterday. Sudhindra, AIR News, Bengaluru.
Defence Minister Nirmala Sitharaman met her Russian counterpart General Sergei Shoigu in Moscow yesterday. They discussed defence cooperation between the two countries with a focus on military technical cooperation. Ms. Sitharaman is on a three-day visit to Russia to attend the 7th Moscow Conference on International Security. Earlier, she met Minister of Industry and Trade Denis Manturov and discussed strategies to strengthen defence production cooperation between the two countries. In a tweet, the Defence Ministry said their discussion focused on enhancing defence production cooperation and creating synergy between the defence industries of the two countries. External Affairs Minister Sushma Swaraj begins her three-day visit to Azerbaijan from today to participate in the mid-term ministerial meeting of the non-aligned movement, NAM. She will hold bilateral consultations with the Foreign Minister of Azerbaijan, Elmar Mamedyarov. Today, Ms. Swaraj is also scheduled to call on the President of Azerbaijan, Ilham Aliyev, and First Vice President of Azerbaijan, Mehriban Aliyeva. Ms. Swaraj will attend the mid-term ministerial meeting of NAM in Baku tomorrow and the day after. Ministry of External Affairs said in a press release that as a founding member of NAM, India remains committed to the purposes and principles of the movement. It said the External Affairs Minister's participation in the NAM ministerial meeting will underline India's continued active and constructive engagement within the movement with a view to further strengthen solidarity and cooperation among its member states. Indian High Commissioner to Pakistan Ajay Bisaria paid a courtesy call on National Security Advisor of Pakistan, Lieutenant General retired Nasir Khan Janjua, in Islamabad yesterday. Sources said Mr. Bisaria sensitized Mr. Janjua on issues of India's concern. Constructive discussions took place on improving the bilateral relationship. Envoys call regularly on dignitaries of the host country. Prime Minister of Nepal, K.P. Sharma Oli, has expressed hope that his forthcoming visit to India will further strengthen age-old multidimensional friendship between the two countries. Briefing the House of Representatives, the lower house of parliament yesterday, Mr. Oli said the visit will help in moving forward Indo-Nepal relations based on equality, mutual benefit and respect. He also said that he will lay thrust on reducing the huge trade deficit with India. The Nepalese Prime Minister will be visiting India from Friday to Sunday on the invitation of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on Twitter at AIR News Alerts. The United States has raised the stakes in a growing trade showdown with China. The Trump administration announced 25% tariffs on nearly 1,300 Chinese industrial technology, transport and medical products to try to force changes in Beijing's intellectual property practices. The U.S. Trade Representative's office unveiled a list of mainly non-consumer products, representing about $50 billion of estimated 2018 imports that would nonetheless hit supply chains for many U.S. manufacturers. On the other hand, China has vowed to impose measures of the same strength in response to the U.S. tariff hike. Criticizing the U.S. move, Chinese Commerce Ministry today said it would immediately file a challenge in the World Trade Organization, but gave no details on how else it might respond. The standoff between the world's two largest economies has sparked market fears that they could spiral into a trade war that could crush global growth. Russian President Vladimir Putin, his Turkish and Iranian counterparts Tayyip Erdogan and Hassan Rouhani will meet in Turkish capital Ankara today to discuss the strategy on Syria. The second three-way summit takes place amid significant developments on the ground in the seven-year civil war. Iran and Russia, which support the Syrian government in the crisis, and Turkey, which backs the moderate opposition, have been in close cooperation through a series of talks aimed at finding a solution to the Syrian conflict since last year. Indonesia has declared a state of emergency around a port on Borneo Island after a large oil spill and fire killed four people at the weekend. Disaster mitigation officials were able to control the blaze in the port city of Balikpapan, but were still working to contain the spill, which started last Saturday and spread over an area of around 12 square kilometres. Balikpapan in East Kalimantan is a major mining and energy hub and home to one of the few oil refineries in the country, run by state energy firm Pertamina. Back home, Union Human Resources Minister Prakash Javdekar released India Rankings 2018 for higher educational institutions and presented awards to the institutions under the National Institutional Ranking Framework, NIRF. Speaking on the occasion yesterday, Mr. Javdekar said the idea behind these rankings is to promote quality in education.
Hamare yahan 900 universities hai aur 40,000 college hai. I want to see next year this number grows further. और कंपटीशन और कड़ी हो जाए तभी तो जीतने का मजा है और इसलिए सबको अग्रिम बधाई भी देता हूं कि अगले साल और एक्सेल करें और इसलिए हम बेहतर से बेहतर करते जाएं जैसे प्रधानमंत्री कहते हैं कि खुद से ही कंपटीशन करो तो खुद से कंपटीशन करके हम आगे बढ़े सभी विषयों में सभी पायदानों में ये बहुत जरूरी है.
The Indian Institute of Science in Bengaluru has been adjudged the overall best institution in the country. The IISc is followed by Jawaharlal Nehru University and Banaras Hindu University. IIT Madras has been adjudged the best engineering college, while IIM Ahmedabad the best management institution. AIIMS New Delhi, PGIMER Chandigarh and CMC Vellore were ranked as the top three medical colleges. In this third edition of India Rankings, a total of 2,809 institutions participated in nine categories. The Uttarakhand High Court has directed the state government to pay Ayurvedic medical practitioners in the state on par with their allopathic counterparts. The Council for the Ayurvedic Doctors informed the court that while the doctors working for Ayush received 28,000 rupees per month, their allopathic counterparts got 48,000 rupees per month for the same amount of work. After hearing the petition, the Division Bench of Justices Rajiv Sharma and Alok Singh directed the government to pay equal salaries to doctors working for Ayush and their allopathic counterparts. Sikkim Chief Minister Pawan Kumar Chamling announced a monthly pension for farmers engaged in organic farming in the state. Addressing a public meeting at Mangan yesterday, Mr. Chamling said farmers involved in organic farming will get a monthly pension of 1,000 rupees. The 2018 Commonwealth Games kick off today at Gold Coast, Australia. Our correspondent has filed this report on the opening ceremony, which takes place this evening.
The 21st edition of the Commonwealth Games will begin this evening in Gold Coast, Australia, with a colourful opening ceremony. This will be a momentous day for the city as the biggest event in its history begins and sets the tone for 11 amazing days of world-class sporting competition. Kadada Stadium has been chosen as a venue to host the opening ceremony. The ceremony, which is expected to showcase Australia's diversity and culture, will also at the same time will epitomise the spirit of the Gold Coast and Queensland. India will be represented at the opening ceremony by a contingent of over 200 athletes, who will be led by flag bearer P.V. Sindhu, the Olympic silver medalist. Adding to the glitter of the Indian contingent is the presence of double Olympic medalist Sushil Kumar and London Olympic bronze medalist Mary Kom, Saina Nehwal and Gagan Narang. At the grand opening, the Indian squad would also be sporting their new attire. India is hopeful of bringing home gold medals from several categories this time and would be looking to better their performance at Glasgow. Competing along the star cast would be a number of young Indian shooters who have taken the world by storm in recent months. Besides badminton, boxing and shooting, weightlifting and wrestling are two other sports where India will start as strong contenders. The keenly awaited competitions will begin tomorrow. With S. Rangarajan, this is Abhishek Kumar for AIR News.
And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Anuja Kumar.
Thank you, Valsa. Supreme Court declining to stay SC/ST order and PM intervening to scrap fake news circular dominate headlines this morning. Supreme Court refuses to stay SC/ST order, says innocent must be protected, is the lead in the Times of India. Supreme Court says protests misled, declines to stay its order, headlines the Hindustan Times. The Hindu notes no affront to Dalit rights, says SC, while the Pioneer reports no stay but Supreme Court to rethink Dalit order. Prime Minister steps in, government takes back fake news notice, writes the DNA. The Pioneer says PM steps in, corrects errant ministers in damage control on fake news guideline controversy as well as on demand for paying compensation to families of 39 Indians killed in Iraq. In election year, only 30% of 18-19 age group are enrolled as voters, observes the Indian Express. H-1B applications set to fall for second straight year as Trump administration steps up scrutiny, reports the Hindu Business Line. FB needs a few years to fix problems, the Asian Age quotes Facebook chief executive Mark Zuckerberg with regard to revelations on hijacking of private user data. Jews have right to their own land, says Saudi, reports the Pioneer. DNA writes, big shift. Saudi prince says Israel has right to its land, noting behind-the-scenes improvement in ties in recent years between Saudi Arabia and Israel, which still have no formal diplomatic relations. And finally, it's dirty money, literally, says the Mail today, as the Food Safety and Standards Authority of India warns of grim health hazard from filth on cash and urges eateries to adopt precautionary steps to discourage simultaneously handling of food and currency notes and coins. And with that, it's back to you, Valsa.
Thank you, Anuja. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Chief Election Commissioner along with his deputies to begin three-day visit to Karnataka today to review assembly poll preparedness. Defence Minister Nirmala Sitharaman discusses defence cooperation with her Russian counterpart General Sergei Shoigu with a focus on military technical cooperation. External Affairs Minister Sushma Swaraj leaves for Azerbaijan today to participate in ministerial meeting of non-aligned movement. United States announces 25% tariffs on about 1,300 Chinese products. And 2018 Commonwealth Games to open with a glittering ceremony at Gold Coast in Australia this evening. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.